This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Acting President of Venezuela, Delcy Rodriguez, will be on a four-day visit to India beginning today. She will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including Ministers of Foreign Affairs, Economy and Finance, and Science and Technology. Briefing media in New Delhi, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said Ms. Rodriguez will hold bilateral discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi during her visit. The discussions will be focused on exploring avenues of cooperation in the areas of trade, investment, energy, renewable energy, healthcare and pharmaceutical. Senior Congress leader D.K. Shivkumar will be sworn in as Chief Minister of Karnataka today. Governor Thavarchand Gehlot will administer the oath of office and secrecy to Mr. Shivkumar and members of new cabinet at Lok Bhavan in Bengaluru at 4 p.m. Mr. Shivkumar's appointment comes days after Mr. Siddaramaiah stepped down as chief minister, paving the way for his deputy to take over the post. West Bengal government will launch a major social welfare initiative, Annapurna Yojana, today. Chief Minister Suvendu Adhikari will formally inaugurate the scheme. The launch will be a massive synchronized event spanning the entire state. While the Chief Minister leads the central inauguration, beneficiaries of the Annapurna Yojana will participate virtually across all blocks, municipalities and municipal corporations. The centre has signed Memorandum of Understanding with four states under the Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0 to enhance safe drinking water supply across rural India. The agreement has been signed with Arunachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, Tamil Nadu, Nagaland and Union Territory of Puducherry. The Ministry of Jal Shakti said the reform-linked MOU promotes a Gram Panchayat-led, service-based and community-centred approach to rural water governance. The initiative, aligned with the objectives of Jal Jeevan Mission 2.0, aims to ensure that every rural household has access to quality drinking water supply in adequate quantity on a regular basis through strengthened community participation. The government has invited nominations for the Pradhan Mantri Rashtriya Bal Puraskar 2026. The last date for submission is 31st of July. The prestigious award is conferred by the President on children who have made exceptional contributions in various fields including bravery, social service, environment, sports, art and culture, and science and technology. The Ministry of Women and Child Development informed that nominations from any citizen will be received only through the National Awards portal on awards.gov.in. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have expressed grief over the loss of lives in an accident in Surat yesterday. 8 people were killed and more than 15 people were injured when 2 Maharashtra State Road Transport buses collided near Bardoli town in Surat. The injured were admitted to a nearby hospital. Indian nationals will no longer require an airport transit visa when travelling to a third country through German airports beginning today. German Embassy in India announced that the exemption will simplify travel for Indian citizens transiting through Germany on their way to other international destinations. The embassy described the decision as a reflection of the growing partnership between the two countries. It said the move underlines the German government's commitment to deepening ties between the two countries, facilitating the movement of people. Bangladesh's Foreign Minister Khalilur Rahman has been elected president of 81st session of UN General Assembly. Dr. Rahman emerged victorious in a closely contested election held in UN General Assembly, garnering 99 votes against Cyprus's special envoy for multilateralism, Andreas Kakouris, who got 91 votes. His one-year tenure as head of the Chief Deliberative, Policy-Making and Representative Organ of the United Nations will commence in September. In accordance with the established regional rotation, the president of the 81st session was to be elected from the Asia-Pacific group. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has congratulated Dr. Rahman on his election as UN General Assembly President. In women's cricket, England sailed to a 6-wicket win over India in the third and final T20 International to clinch the series 2-1 at the country ground, Taunton, in England last night. India felt confident after taking 3 early wickets, but a commanding partnership between Heather Knight and Alice Kepsey helped England chase down 180 with ease. And that is the end of this news bulletin.